I thought I was talking about. Serious. I thought we were talking about my wiener.
So.
This station is Prosperity. This is the train to Prosperity. The next station is Oddly Untouched.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Wild Cards Podcast.
That was back.
What is up? It's episode 12, and it's your boy, DJ Noah K.
Wow.
And when I go to Shake Shack,
nice.
Oh, no.
I get a regular Shack burger, you get the fries, you get the chocolate shake, and you're happy. Except your bank account isn't, because you just spent $30 on one burger.
Jesus. Yeah. What's up, guys? It's Alec. I actually had Shake Shack last night, and it really made a hole in my wallet, but I got the double Shack burger, which I guess the extra patty cost double the burger. So I think the burger was like $9, something absurd like that. So then I kind of missed out on the fries because I was already spending that much on a burger. But usually when I go, I'm going to grab the fries because they have like little like crinkle cut fries. And it's kind of like carnival style, I guess. Like they're just kind of like good fries. And then I'll get the chocolate shake as well.
Of course.
What's up, guys? I mean, you already know who I am. And I'll go on record as saying... Yeah, it's Connor here. I'll go on record as saying that I think Shake Shack sucks, which means I haven't been there very often. And so I don't know what I would get, but I guess looking at the menu here, I would get a Shack burger, I suppose. Maybe add some bacon to it if that's an option. Probably go with a milkshake, too, because I like milkshakes, and I probably skipped the fries because I do remember the fries, and the crinkle cut I think was atrocious. It seemed like it was straight out of an Orida bag, so I would not get fries there.
That's tough to hear.
I'm sorry, dude. I just think there are infinitely better burgers.
You don't like the burger place.
No, I think the whole thing is not good.
I think it's a really good burger.
And I didn't even know it was like price gouging the hell out of you, so that's just another thing that's going to make me stay away from them.
What burger would you rather have?
Five Guys, a Big Mac.
Really? You would rather have McDonald's burger over it?
Yeah. I would rather go and get a chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I'd honestly probably would rather have a Whopper.
Ooh.
Okay, that's not crazy.
That's a little much.
Let's not lose our heads.
I'm just saying Shake Shack never did it for me. And I don't remember the burger being very substantial either. Like you go to Five Guys.
Double. You have to get the double.
Okay, but at Five Guys just fits right in your hand. You just take
my,
a big chop
out
of it.
Five Guys is, I love the Five Guys burgers if I want to go and just absolutely have a heart attack, because then you could throw the bacon on there and it's the, like the double bacon cheeseburger thing. Like Shake Shack is just a good burger.
I just remember
like,
that way.
It's
I remember
two burgers, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
See, they're very all, simple and very overpriced, but they're good. They get the job done, and you get a good shake, and it's like Shake Shack, so you just feel good.
Yeah,
I never get lettuce and tomato on my burger. I usually skip the cheese, too, so right there, that's off. When I went, I got bacon on it, and the bacon was, like, super crispy and not very big, just didn't add anything to it. The patty was thin and didn't taste like a good patty. And I don't remember the bun being anything either. Like, my entire experience there was extremely subpar.
Well, maybe that's because
subpar.
You got two slices of bread and bacon.
Well, they should offer something on their burgers that isn't cheese, lettuce, and tomato.
What about
like, why is that
the peanut butter burger?
I didn't even know that was a thing, and that makes me hate them more. It's disgusting.
All right,
we can move on. Nutty Putty, I think you mean.
Nutty Putty, yes.
Yeah.
Same thing. You only got three of the OGs here for this episode. Connor could not join us. Joey could not join us. But we have here our special, special guest who isn't really a guest to us over this summer. She's been living with us. And she's fit right in. She's my lovely girlfriend. Great athlete.
Sick great flex, dude.
I know. It is. We call her the Haley Noble around here.
The.
Just by how popular she was back in college for being so good at soccer.
Oh my God. You make her sound like she's 30.
Back in her days, she was pretty popular.
Now she is a great employee and a great roommate. Haley, What do you get at Shake Shack?
What's up, guys? Now that you got my whole life story, at Shake Shack, I get the regular burger with grilled onions, no cheese, and not a big fan of the fries. Reminds me of, like, elementary school fries.
Thank you.
But I'm a big fan of the shakes, except for the size. I mean, it's, like Noah says, it's a good burger, but nothing will be a good burger from good old In-N-Out.
I was about to ask.
Did you Noah say that?
Nothing beats a good old burger.
Nothing beats a good burger.
Yeah.
Is a good burger a thing from In-N-Out?
Like In-N-Out, it's just In-N-Out a good burger.
It's a good burger.
It's not like titled that. It's like you're just saying no, it's like a quality.
But like in comparison,
welcome to Good Burger, home of the good burger.
That's what I was gonna say. Like,
no,
I think they stole that from somewhere. Okay.
No.
I was about to ask you that because I am. Well, I can't speak English.
We're from the East Coast. In-N-Out is only on the West Coast.
I've never had In-N-Out.
Ellie is from.
From being a traveling soul. Going to see the West Coast. I will have to say that In-N-Out is very amazing. Right. I would take In-N-Out over Shake Shack. I'd take In-N-Out probably over like a Wendy's.
I'm not I would
a
big hope fan so.
Yeah, neither of those mean that much to me. Although that's I would rather.
I'd rather go to In-N-Out than Chick-fil-A.
Okay, that's a fair comparison there.
So like, where do you rank In-N-Out? Like, how close is a Shake Shack burger to an In-N-Out burger? Because Shake Shack is kind of the In-N-Out of the East Coast.
No, or at least the Northeast. Don't say that, man.
There's a lot of comparisons in it. I think the bun's different. I think the patty's different. I think the sauce is different.
You're running out of ingredients.
That's already more than what's on Nick's burgers.
But it's...
To clarify, when I go to other burger places, my stuff's loaded up. Bacon, egg, cheese.
Nick walks
like,
up to Shake Shack and asks for a bun, and he goes, oh, this sucks, dude. This bun is terrible.
Yeah, I'll have a cheeseburger. Hold the cheese, hold the lettuce, hold the tomato, hold the patty. Hold the bottom bun, too. I'm not very hungry.
Can I have a top
I want a taco.
I do just want to point out that we are breaking glass ceilings here at the Wild Cards podcast with our first female guest. Also, I believe our first West Coast guest.
First West
so
Coast.
So we've now hit the South, female. The Midwest, and the West Coast.
Wow.
We're international. So, yeah.
if anybody has any Canadian friends they want to send down.
I'm close enough.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so first topic, like always, we're starting off with the top five. This week we got cartoon characters. When we were thinking about this, we didn't know if we wanted to do movies or if we wanted to do just TV shows. But after we kind of got our list together, we kind of saw, all right, cartoons are mostly just TV shows when you think about it. So I think we're all TV show cartoon characters here.
Yeah.
So who wants to start it?
I can take it. I feel like, remember when you said that you like never started one and I never finished one? I feel like I go first a lot of the time.
So I'll go. You know what?
Oh, okay.
I'll go.
Absolutely.
Starting off, number five, instant classic, great, good, fantastic, The Good Boy.
More adjectives.
That's a lot of adjectives.
More adjectives.
Scooby-Doo.
Nice.
Good Boy.
Everyone says my enthusiasm during the top five isn't enough, so I'm going to make this enthusiastic.
Great.
There you go. Number four, I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Oh, wow.
To catch them is a hard real test. Okay. Ash from Pokemon.
Easy. I never actually watched the show.
Oh my gosh. I watched every single episode. That was like my TV show when I was growing up. Ash was the guy that was, you know, when he turned his hat, real shit was going down.
Series. Was that the main
surprise.
Did you have a crush on
the girl
Pikachu?
With the,
oh. No, what was her name?
She had the red hair.
Yeah. It starts with an M. What's her name?
Magikarp.
Yes. You did have a crush on her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brock.
Oh.
You had a crush on Brock, too?
Yeah.
He made Brock on his
Wii. Yeah, Brock is on my Wii. No clue why I just made Brock. Probably was the only YouTube tutorial I could find for Pokemon.
You're missing out, man. You spent way too much time. I'm telling you, you could have downloaded the Miis off of Wii channel. Yeah.
All right. Number three. Coming in with one of my favorite movie franchises that did spin off into a TV show. A little lesser well known, but Yoda. I mean, I'm able to get the animated in. I mean, you could say that it was animated in the prequels and everything like that. But Yoda goes down as my number three. I was him for no. Halloween.
Really? We'll tweet the picture down below.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put it down below.
Such a cute down bag. Below
on our Twitter. Find our Twitter down below, and then go there and see.
And then the reply tweet will be a picture of Noah's Yoda.
Sure.
I did a presentation freshman year for, and I did it on Yoda. And then there was like three whole slides where it was just pictures of me from Halloween.
I'm going to bleep that guy's name, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't support traitors.
Yeah, it doesn't deserve to be said.
Okay.
Check out his sitcom, though.
Or his workout videos.
Or his workout videos.
All right, what do you want, number two?
Number two, easy one. Favorite comic book character. Made an animated series for
Can I guess who it is?
Who is it?
Spider-Man.
Batman.
Oh. No. Spider-Man. Peter Parker in somewhat of the flesh in an animated form. It was a great TV show. Spider-Man is fantastic. And coming in...
So someone beats out Spider-Man.
Does. And it's just because this is like childhood TV. Like this was what was mostly on when you went to watch something.
Well, we know it can't be SpongeBob.
Yeah. I don't think Noah's gonna get many votes in the poll because I think a lot of people are coming into this just with like this mindset that SpongeBob has to be on there.
Mm.
But if Noah might pull an upset because Yoda, I'm not sure if any of us will have Yoda. Yoda's a good pick.
We'll see.
Depends on his number one.
Yeah, this number one could change everything, could make or break.
I think there was 104 days. I don't remember how many.
104.
Of summer vacation.
Yeah.
You had to find a good way to spend it.
Like starting a podcast.
Like starting a podcast. Or climbing up the Eiffel Tower.
Or giving a monkey a shower.
There you go. Phineas.
Ooh.
Not Ferb.
I'm a big Ferb guy.
I wasn't a fan of Ferb just because he didn't talk.
That was the funny part.
Especially when he did talk. It was hilarious. What about Baljeet?
Oh, gosh. That was
my favorite. Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. saying more about Phineas, or is Alec taking it from you?
I mean, I just like that he was a leader, and he was a thing. He was the person that thought of the things to do.
It's true.
His triangle head.
It's still confusing to this day.
I don't...
How'd he get his shirts on?
I just knew that I could draw him well when I was big into drawing, and I drew him well. And...
Alright, you want me to go next?
Glad you can draw triangles.
Thank you.
Great triangle draw. Alright, folks, my top five. I'm going to fill the hole that Noah's list did not have. Starting right away with my number five, Patrick Starr.
Patrick Starr.
You gotta show some respect to Patrick Starr. You could quote Patrick Starr back and forth with someone for probably a couple of days before you ran out of Patrick Starr quotes. Coming in at number four, we're moving more into adult cartoons, just because I actually wasn't a very big television watcher when I was growing up.
Interesting.
I was more of like, I'm going to go outside type of kid, but I did watch a decent amount of TV. Cool.
You had friends. Like, rub it in.
Not a humble brag.
Humble brag.
Number four is Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Of course.
I'm not sure how many people out there watch Rick and Morty. It's a pretty popular show now. But Rick Sanchez, talk about being a leader and having...
I don't know about that.
having some pretty insane adventures to go on. So Rick Sanchez comes in at number four. Number three, I am throwing it back to a childhood cartoon. I could not decide which one of them I wanted. But I remember before I ever watched SpongeBob, this was my favorite show when I was a little kid. Because for some reason, it would just crack me up every episode, how simple it was. I have Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
So, the mouse, Jerry. And I just thought that, for some reason, this stupid show was the funniest thing ever. Because it was so simple, and there wasn't, like, any dialogue. And it was just two animals running around trying to kill each other. And I thought it was the greatest thing ever as a kid. So, Jerry comes in at number three.
Easily entertained.
Yes.
Some people would say, it changed the world.
Really?
What, like, do you like Joey?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was waiting for, like, how? But no, yeah. Joey, if Joey was here, Mickey Mouse would be his number
Steamboat
one.
Steamboat Willie. Mickey Mouse. Minnie Mouse.
The Mortimer Mouse. The parrot.
The big Pluto. Dude on the boat.
and just the boat Willie. Itself. Yeah.
The boat.
The steamboat.
Willie.
All right, coming in at my number two spot, I am going back to adult cartoons. I'm not sure if any of you guys have actually watched this show, but BoJack. Mm. BoJack from BoJack Horseman. His name is BoJack Horseman. He's the title character. But Will Arnett plays this...
Oh, really?
Yes, Will Arnett is BoJack Horseman. And it is one of the most well-written and like thought-provoking TV shows I've ever seen. And they do such a good job at hiding it in just hysterical jokes and ridiculous plots. So, BoJack Horseman, if you haven't seen it, it's a Netflix original. Highly recommend it. And I tried as hard as I could not to put two characters from the same show in my top five list. But I have to say that I've seen every episode 5 times. And when I was watching TV as a kid, there was a 95% chance that this was on my TV. So, Patrick's at number 5, and his best buddy SpongeBob is my number 1. I had to include both of them because, like I said, they kind of built my sense of humor. So a sponge and a starfish kind of shaped the way that I make jokes well into my 20s. And
Well into
my
20s. You're 20, well into your teens.
Well into my 20s. So SpongeBob
turns 20 a month ago.
Yeah,
well into my 20s.
And so SpongeBob is my number 1.
Okay, Haley, do you want to take this before me, or do you want me to go?
Sure.
We'll see. That wasn't really a yes or no question, but go for it.
I wasn't really listening.
It's okay.
Haley, you want me to go, or do you want to go? Sure.
Yeah, I'm down.
So unlike Alec, who was so moved by SpongeBob, I looked at the characters. And I said, love the show, but there wasn't necessarily a character that I felt was on my top five.
They need to be together.
Yeah, and so I was like, I'm not going to put any of them on there just because I love the show. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, so I'll go on to my number 5. Phineas and Ferb was just, I mean, I know the whole song. I dressed up as Candace on Disney Day for Spirit Weeks because I was tall and lanky and I had a pretty damn good Candace outfit, so... That pick could also be put up there if I could find it, but I'm not going to. My number 5 is actually Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz, just because he failed every time. He was so stupid, and it made me laugh how bad he failed every single time.
I think he might be one of the most underrated cartoon characters ever.
In the tri-state area.
Wait, so tri-state.
What was the tri-state for them?
I think he was just an imaginary place. I don't know where it was. I mean, yeah.
I was just wondering if they ever...
The more you think about it, the funnier it is how his life revolved around... His mortal enemy was a platypus.
His own parents missed his birth. Both of his parents fell short.
Wasn't there an episode where they said that it was like... It used to be like the dual state area or something? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
I feel like there was something about that, but then it became the tri-state somehow, and I don't know, that show is so good.
It is just, it's classic. So, a lot of mine are classics, because I'm old, if any of you don't know.
30.
Well
into her
40s. Well into the 40s. I won't give my specific age, but number 4 is Cosmo.
Mm.
So I love Fairly Odd Parents. That was more my era, my time. What?
You're 2 years older than us. Like,
yes, man. I know, but...
At the beginning, Haley's like, oh, you're making me sound so old. And now she's like, back in my day.
I remember there was 13 channels. You had to get up and change the channel.
Nickelodeon was on channel 47.
No, it wasn't.
Okay?
Nickelodeon was channel 30, Disney Channel was 52.
No, yes. Disney was 70, and Nickelodeon was 40. I live in California, it was totally different.
I know it was, but you're still wrong.
No.
Channel lists are better in California.
Everything is better in California.
Easy.
Okay. Not the water. Or the forest fires.
Or debatable if you make thousands of dollars off of it.
Or the earthquakes.
Or the gas prices.
Or the traffic.
Traffic's just as bad anywhere else.
Or a pizza.
Or what?
The pizza.
Or the bagels.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
We won't rub it in too bad. I think we made our point.
Okay. We'll be getting back there to California. Don't you guys worry. And I'm taking Noah with me.
Not if I have something to do.
The weather is super nice all the time.
Okay, but yeah, number four, Cosmo, just because, and again, he was dumb, and for whatever reason, I love
him. You just the dumb ones,
I
guess.
I mean, I was just so smart that I just thought watching TV, I really connected with the dumb ones, because right. That was when my brain shut off.
No one heard my joke, and I'm kind of offended.
What'd you say?
I said, I guess you're just really attracted to the dumb ones.
See, I heard that, I just thought you meant, like, literally just attracted to dumb
DJ people. Noah K.
Going on to my number three is Danny Phantom.
So yes.
Talking about crushes, boy, he was definitely my crush.
Yeah, he was hot.
He was hot.
That ghost white
I was
hair.
A sandy cheeks.
Especially
guy.
When he goes, wait, what?
Something about those squirrels.
Okay. Are you headed to the furry convention soon?
You're crazy.
Oh, gosh. No furry conventions here. But yes, Danny Phantom was cute. The show was great.
Do you think Danny Phantom was Timmy Turner grown up, based on all the characters and how they resembled the other characters in Timmy Turner?
I saw a conspiracy. I mean, it makes sense, but I don't know. I'm not going to connect the stories. I think they're different.
Like, what if he wished for new parents because his sucked, and then also wished they were, like, super cool and did stuff with ghosts and whatnot?
I mean, very specific wish, but possible. Or anything's possible in the world of cartoons.
He wished for some crazy stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Giant cake.
No, chocolate giant. Shake.
Yeah, I forget how
many. My number two, so this goes back to anytime me and my sister are having a bellyache, our mom would rub our tummies and go, nani, nani, nani. Any guesses?
Yeah.
Carl Weezer.
Are you going to finish that croissant?
He just, I love Carl. Love Carl. Love how fat and round he was. Love that he was just,
My best friend from back home, one of our other friends, once said that my best friend reminds him of Carl Weezer. Because he's got, like, curly hair, and he wears glasses, and he's very sort of timid in a kind of Carl Weezer way sometimes. And so now we just always quote to him, and we're like, are you going to finish that croissant?
I would not want quote. To be considered as Carl Weezer.
We do it in a nice way.
But, yeah, Carl Weezer is just hilarious. Great. And 9099 always makes the stomach feel better, and I actually still do it now. Not gonna lie. I'll have Noah do it to me.
Well into your 30s.
Well into my 30s. And number one is near and dear to my heart. This is... Oh, hope I don't cry. No. So it's named after... I guess I found out his name when I Googled it. But it's Chucky Finster from Rugrats. And
okay.
Rugrats was my favorite show when I was a kid. But that was who we named my cat Chucky after. Mm. And Chucky was all black and had green eyes. And his tail was like... a hook kind of like that, and it was like for Egyptians back in the day when they had cats like that, they would hang their rings on cats' tails. How cool. But anyway, that's why Chucky got his name from from Rugrats. And then you sing the song Where'd You Go, and I learned the whole rap, so it just emotionally connected to Rugrats and
Rugrats
Chucky.
Has a rap?
No, remember I was explaining to you in the kitchen the other day about the Fort Minor song with the Where'd You Go, I Miss You So. In the kitchen by myself? I'm pretty sure we discussed this in the kitchen.
I feel like I remember talking about Fort Minor, but maybe
it was
because, like, checked out.
I'll play the song later. I learned the whole rap to the song because of the part in when Rugrats in Paris, we were talking about the movie, and they're on the plane.
That was not the other night. That was, like, a few weeks ago.
All days blur together, man. Like,
fair enough. I'm just defending myself.
When you're well into your 30s, working that corporate slave grind, like, yeah, it kind of just all goes.
Okay.
I don't know
what's
yesterday.
So what?
What's
they
reference
Rugrats in the song?
No, but the part of. Do you know the scene where he's sitting in a chair in the plane flying to Paris?
I don't recall.
And he wants his mom. And it's a scene, and he's looking in the song, like, where'd you go? I miss you so. Seems like it's been forever.
I hate to do this, but I think we need to move on.
I haven't said my top five yet.
I know.
I'm glad.
Move on to me. Okay. So then let me jump right into it. I'll make it kind of fast. My first one is my only one from an adult cartoon show, but it's hilarious, and the show just got renewed for 3 more seasons, which I'm ecstatic about, and Nick Kroll is an amazing writer and actor and comedian. So my number five is The Hormone Monster. from...
I was thinking if someone was going
to
put that
from Big Mouth. It's just a raunchy show, but it's so hilarious, and I think we can all relate to it since we've lived those middle school days, so it's just very hilarious. My number four, childhood crush. I think my first ever crush, going with the Scooby-Doo vibe, but not the dog himself, but Daphne.
Daphne.
Even though she wasn't, like, the greatest character, she was hot.
She was hot,
and,
that's fair.
Yeah, so Daphne's my number four. Number three, Haley, maybe we should watch TV cartoons together more often because we're kind of on the same wavelength with these next two. But my number three is Jimmy Neutron.
Nice.
Boy Genius. Just kind of saw a lot of myself in him, I think. So
Humble Brag.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Brain blast.
Yeah. So I love his hair, too, obviously. It reached to the stars and buy candy bars. I mean, it's a great show, and I love Jimmy Neutron. Number two, completely same wavelength. Dr. Doofenshmirtz, absolutely underrated,
yes.
So funny. Just, like, not even just the fact that his arch rival is a platypus and he never recognizes the platypus until he puts a hat on, but just other things like scenes where he tells Perry he's trapped by societal convention, like at the restaurant. It's like, and everything has an innator behind it. And his story about how he got on a boat from Germany and tried to come to the land of golden opportunity, but then somehow ended up in America. Just like things like that are just so funny. Oh. And kudos to the Phineas and Ferb writers, because it's an absolutely hilarious character. And it's a character that would honestly, it's a storyline that would work in adult cartoons.
Yeah.
Which I think is why we like it so much. Because like the Phineas and Ferb stuff where they're building and whatnot and Candace, like, okay, that's more childish. But like if you were to throw the Phineas or the Perry and Dr. Doofenshmirtz line into a TV show that we kind of watch now, like, it could still be totally funny to us.
I don't know if the platypus would be taken as seriously, though. You couldn't have it. It would have to be another dumb
cartoon,
character.
Yeah, if it's in a cartoon, like, most adult cartoons are dumb anyway.
That's very true.
You know, so...
Be true.
That's my number two. My number one, I was kind of... So, I will just say SpongeBob was going to make my list, but I honestly thought that most of you guys would have him. Or, not Noah, but I thought you two would have him. And so I was like, okay, I don't want to be repetitive. I'll include someone else, but I guess I should have. But I didn't. This character, though, much like with your SpongeBob take, it was hard for me to pick one character, but I couldn't leave the show out because it's my all-time favorite show that I watched as a kid. And this character, it kind of came down to her because she was totally badass and also a childhood crush. And so my number one cartoon character of all time is Raven from Teen Titans.
Ooh,
but, I mean, like I said, like, I freaking loved Beast Boy, Tara.
Yes.
Like... Cyborg, and of course Robin, but I had to go Raven just because she was badass and a fantastic character and also pretty hot.
That was another thing, because Teen Titans was another show that I watched a lot, but like I couldn't pick just one character
I had a game of it on GameCube, and it was such a good game. I played the hell out of it. It was so good. So yeah, it's my top five.
Great top fives all around. Alright, new topic coming in.
Sorry for singing.
Yeah, right? Come on. I was going to call you out on it, but I was like, she's fine. She's trying to explain something. She's new here.
New topic. This one is called Weenie of the Week. Now, this is going to be... I don't know if we're going to do this weekly or not, but we're just going to talk about someone that was totally not cool this week.
A total weenie and not... In a good way. Terrible...
Just a major weenie.
Yeah. Nick, how would you describe them?
A phallus?
A phallus.
Yeah, sometimes some people might call them a phallus.
Yeah,
phallus of the week, weenie of the week.
You know who my weenie of the week was?
Who is that?
Tell me.
It was one of the employees at AutoZone, dude.
Okay.
So
did you happen to get his name?
No, I didn't.
Alright.
I need to get a new headlight for my car, since mine just blew out.
Nice.
So I go there, and, like, I have the number that I need for the headlight, and I can't find it. So I go up to one of the employees, and I'm like, hey, why can't I find this? Do you have some in the back? Like, did they change numbers? He's like, let me look it up. And he's, like, trying to look up, like, my car and everything. He's like, we don't have any in stock. So I was like, all right, I'll just go to a different one. And, like, I was, like, about to walk out the door. He's like, oh, wait, no, I found one. And, like, goes towards the headlight places, and, he, like, goes to the top tier, and, like, this headlight is, like, $180. He's like, this one right here, that one works. I was like, it's a different number. I don't know if it's going to work. But, like, it would have. But they had them all in stock because they just changed numbers in, like, the $5 headlights, the ones that I can afford. And it was, it's just like, just sell me the right thing. Don't try to make me pay for a $100 80 headlight for my 2012 beat up Civic.
True. So your weenie of the week is
the AutoZone salesman.
AutoZone salesman.
AutoZone, step up your game. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Haley, who you got for a weenie of the week?
So my weenie of the week is more of a public figure, and usually I'm a big fan, you know, but Miley Cyrus. I'm upset that, I mean, whatever, do your thing, fly your freak flag, but don't break up with Liam. I'm so upset.
That's why she's a weenie.
So hard.
Come on, that's her life.
And I tried figuring out, like, who actually broke up with who. I don't know if the story's officially released yet. If
she's hooking up with another girl.
Yes, but, like, and it's not an open relationship, so obviously, like, things aren't good right now.
Well, they separated officially.
I know, but just, so that's why she's the weenie of the week for right now.
Right, I don't know if I can get behind you on that one, but I feel your pain in terms of, like, seeing things happen that you're not a fan of, but, like, just from, like, my perspective, that's her life, and she's gonna live, she's gonna love
who
she wants.
Well, she's still the weenie of the week.
That's fine. Fine. That's a good, it's okay, weenie, yeah.
You wanna say your phallus next?
Yeah, so my absolute weenie of the week, another public figure, many like him, many hate him, but this week, he may have broken a few laws on Twitter, and I have always hated him, but this firmly puts him in a spot of weenie of the week for me. Dave Portnoy, Stool Presidente. A couple lawyers tweeted about unionization at Barstool and said to reach out if they wanted to form a union, which is totally a thing that employees should do, because it's their right and it can protect them. And he responded to those tweets, I think, 3 times, saying, if you message or reach out to this person, I will fire you on the spot, which is illegal because bosses are not allowed to obstruct employees' efforts to form a union. So maybe there is something in Barstool contracts that void that, but I don't think that's possible since it's a federal law. But either way, I don't think anything major is going to come of it, but it was still a very weenie thing to say and put out there. And if I worked at Barstool, I'd probably start trying to form a union just out of spite. But then again, I would not work at Barstool. So, yeah, Dave Portnoy, my weenie of the week. Sorry, Alec. I know we're sitting right beneath a Saturdays Are for the Boys flag, which I am never a fan of, but I know that you and Connor are, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's the nicest dude in the world. I don't know him personally. But I do find Barstool Sports very entertaining, as childish as it can be sometimes, just dudes jumping through tables or whatever it is. But I listen to a couple of their podcasts that I find entertaining at work. And so, yeah, I'm not going to really go into an argument here. But Dave Portnoy definitely can qualify for your weenie of the week, even though in all the podcasts that I do listen to through Barstool, all of the bloggers and all of the employees say that he is actually a great boss to work for, and that Barstool employees in general just don't want to unionize. So Dave Portnoy kind of just wakes up in the morning with the intention of trolling everybody on Twitter. And whether you like it or not, it's lining his pockets. So
yeah.
He paid a lot of money to eat pizza
successful,
for a living.
And I commend him for being successful because he's capitalizing on a major market, which I wish I had capitalized on, but that market is, in my eyes, kind of immature.
It totally is.
Immature at high school or college level boys, which I know I am, but I don't subscribe to that. And it's just like, you wake up every morning and you troll on Twitter to make money, like, give
sounds
me a break.
Sounds like Donald Trump.
Oh, it does. That's a good point. another weenie of the week, literally
successful.
Every week. but yeah, he's not my cup of tea, and so those tweets especially just qualified him for me. Also, asking AOC to debate him, like, major weenie move. Like, she's not going to debate you, dude. It's not.
Well, if she knows anything about Barstool, she'll know that they'll have her face on a T-shirt by the end of next week. Just like they did with Roger Goodell when they made the Clown Goodell T-shirts, when he got dragged out of the Super Bowl in handcuffs just because Kamish doesn't like him. But
Either way, the video of some slapping him with a towel at the Stanley Cup game.
Yes, yes.
So funny.
Anyway, moving on to my weenie of the week. Thankfully, other Connor is not here to defend him, so I can just say whatever I want about him. But this other Connor has kind of been a little too violent outside of the octagon in the past year or so. First, we had his whole debacle where he threw a steel dolly through a window on a bus and severely injured two other fighters in the UFC. And then we have in Miami, I think it was a couple of months ago, he slapped a fan's phone out of his hands and just proceeded to stomp on it when he asked for a picture. And then just yesterday, it was released, a video was released from a bar in Dublin of Conor McGregor giving out free samples of his whiskey, Proper 12, and one man, an elderly man, who I would say was late 60s, early 70s, you know, a little older than Haley. And when the man received his free sample of Proper whiskey, he didn't want it. He wasn't in the mood for whiskey, so he just kind of like slid it across the bar. And Mr. McGregor was deeply offended by this, and I think three or four other patrons at the bar had to hold back Conor McGregor from absolutely beating the crap out of this elderly man. And as they kind of threw him out of the bar, he got one shot in, his signature left hook, on a man in his late 60s. So he is my weenie of the week, because you're already worth a shit ton of money from beating up other dudes, and clearly your whiskey is selling well, and I don't really see how a sane human being can punch an elderly man in the face because he doesn't want to take a sip of your whiskey. Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
I raised my hand realizing that the audience can't see that I was asking a question. Who got kicked out of the bar? The old man did?
No, Conor McGregor did.
Okay, yeah. Well, then that's
good. Conor McGregor got kicked out of his own event.
I don't know if he was kicked out, but people like forcibly removed him.
Well, that's good. The people. So I was not sure if maybe they kicked out the old man. I was like, that's not very empathetic.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna get any disagreements about that being a real weenie of the week move. So
no,
yeah, maybe I'm not sure how would possibly defend him.
I don't think there's a way.
Should we call Connor up right now?
No,
a little phone interview.
Yeah, so that's a good weenie of the week.
Okay, so Haley, you are our guest here this week. So us as the Wild Cards Podcast. Have some questions to ask you. Now, we're going to ask you two questions. You have to answer one of those truthfully. The other one, we don't need to know anything about.
Unless you want to. Nick, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll hit it with you first. The first one is...
Do you love Noah?
Being in your 40s, if you were a Ben & Jerry's flavor, what would you be and why? Which is an actual Ben & Jerry's interview question. So just give that one some thought. Or... You can answer. If you were locked in a room with the three of us and had to shoot one of us to get out, who would you pick and why?
Do I get to make up my own Ben & Jerry's flavor, or do I have to pick a...
You have to pick one. It can be a dead one. It can be in the flavor graveyard.
So, I would pick... So I'm not going to answer the one about the shooting people.
Dang it! Sorry. One day.
We're 0 for 3.
Sorry about it.
One day we're just gonna have a guest that's like Alec next.
I was thinking about it, not gonna lie. I'd be Chunky Monkey because if I could be a thick girl, cool, I'd be Chunky Monkey. Banana flavors, yum, my fave. And I'd be a Chunky Monkey. I don't know.
Chunky Monkey.
Okay, we'll move on to my question.
Yeah, Alec, take it.
My first question. What is one conspiracy theory that you actually believe to be true?
Nice.
My second question, building off of things that we joked about earlier in the pod, name three things that New York does better than California and vice versa.
That's a good one.
I'll do the second one.
So, first, do three things that California does better than New York.
The way that their highways are organized.
Okay, I can agree with that.
their curbs on their street.
They're well manicured.
Yeah.
This isn't making California out to be, like, the paradise. Like, you should see the curbs on these highways.
These are the things that I care about.
People travel thousands of miles.
Being in... So, where I live in SoCal... So
drop your address.
2121 West
34th. No,
I didn't think you would actually do it.
Just kidding. I got it.
Do you just drop your phone number in case anybody has any questions?
In Spanish. Uno tres, uno cero, tres cero. No, just kidding. No, California, where I'm at, I could drive 2 hours south and be in San Diego. I can drive 2 hours to go to Palm Springs. I can go 2 hours and be in Santa Barbara. I can go...
Triangulating.
You know, going north, I could go wine tasting day, wine tasting trips. I can go and do a whole trip day in LA. I could be in all of the beaches and have a bunch of different ones to go to. I could go... Yeah, there are a bunch of different kinds. Okay? Are not... Yeah.
Okay. I was just questioning your ability to get to every California beach in one day.
No, there's just a bunch of...
There's a bunch of beaches. Instead of being one whole beach, they split the beaches up.
No,
so
not
every
even.
Block is a different beach.
Not
Are you
even.
Joking?
It's like literally like every five blocks is a new beach.
No, you're lying too. It's where the towns are. So there's Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach. And it's where whatever the beach is
connected
to the
like
town.
And it's about 3 miles. They're all together.
So all of the beaches in California are just like in one area?
No.
Oh, that's what you just made it sound like. He just said they're all within like 3 minutes of each other.
No, those are the ones within like where my home is. But I'm saying like you can go to all the beaches along the coast. But more than just going 2 hours, you want to go 2 hours, you can go skiing at Big Bear. You can go to the mountains at Lake Arrowhead within an hour and 45 minutes to get the woods vibe. You want to go to phenomenal camping, you go up to Yosemite's and be in the big trees and just the amazing hikes. Like, you have every type of landscape, any type of thing you could ever want to do is at your access. You don't have to drive ridiculously far. I mean, the most I have to drive is 8 hours to go to my grandparents, which is...
ridiculously far.
That's so funny.
Which is, you're still in California, and you're just driving to the middle of nowhere in Northern California, but it's still
it's
beautiful.
It's just so funny, because you're like, you don't have to drive ridiculously far. It's like 8 hours that can get us to South Carolina.
But like, and you're still in California.
Just, it's so
and
different for us.
It
yeah,
is.
It's crazy. The versatility, yeah.
But you just have a lot to do, and you don't even have to go that far comparative being in New York. You have to you have to drive 14 hours to get to Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. or 16 to get to Charleston, or whatever. This is the only places that I've been to, which is why I know those hours. But, like, it's you have to drive kind of...
I hear you.
Right, it's so only 14 because we drove with my parents. So you have to stay over the night.
It would be 15 if you drive with Noah.
Oof. I'm a safe driver.
Oh, I didn't get the
Says
reference.
Says the kid with the busted headlight. How'd that happen?
It blew,
yeah,
dude. Your headlight blew. It's like a regular light.
Sounds like your headlight.
Okay, but three things that New York does better than... This is what you want to know now?
I love how she's thinking super hard, but she just said highways and curbs as to California.
I mean, the people.
I like the history here. I like that it's older. I'm into old stuff. So I like that. Because I'm old.
Sorry, because you're old.
Historical.
I'm old.
was that like a Migos album?
DJ
like,
Noah
I was like, what
Cannons.
Was that?
Can we just have an entire episode of the podcast where DJ Noah K ad-libs these?
That's what I was thinking too.
Yo.
Mama.
Five.
Top five. What is another thing that...
You haven't listed one.
I listed one. What was the one that I just said?
She said the history.
Oh, yeah, the history. Sorry,
that it's
I just
old.
Blacked out for like 30 seconds.
That's fine. I'm boring. It's okay.
Well, you're old.
I just,
old.
My brain's not working right now. Because I can't think of a lot of things. I'm sorry, New Yorkers. I mean, New York City is phenomenal. I love New York City. So that is one thing that's better than California. There is nothing like New York City. And I know New York people don't really like New York City, but I do. So I will give that because I love all of the city.
Pizza,
bagels.
I mean, like, I've had just as good... Like, I'm not a foodie person, so food doesn't really matter to me that much. So,
public transportation.
You can get where you need to go at the same places. I'm still driving to work, so public transportation ain't helping me.
Fair enough.
We'll be right back. Technical difficulties. We need to reboot our
The heli. Greenness. The greenness. I'll give that. Because California's a desert, so it's a different type of landscape. So driving through the Hudson Valley, and not that type of green, but the Hudson Valley is green and beautiful, and the nature aspect of that is different than California. So
fair enough.
It's a different type of beautiful nature.
Noah, what do you got for... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I was going to throw it to Noah.
Oh.
So. Throwing it to me. I'm surprised you didn't just say the weather is better in California.
That's an easy one.
Well, yeah,
but it's a good thing we got the curbs.
Well, those are the things that people really want to know about. True. Let's be real. Only crazy people like me.
Okay, my first question is...
Do you love
Will
me?
Will you marry me?
He's proposing! Oh my God. I wish you guys could see this.
She's like, I'm going to pick the other question.
So mean. What is one thing that you never thought you would like to do? Like, you always thought of it, you were like, I don't really think I'm going to like this. What is one thing that you like to do that you didn't think that you would like to do? Okay. My second one is...
You got that? You need him to repeat it?
If you were in a room with four of us and you had to shoot one of us to get out... Which...
Wait, no. the four of us? What, you gonna kill or something?
She's like, me.
If animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
I said that was my question last night.
He wasn't here for it. That's so funny. Oh. You guys are visiting the same website.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. It's probably the first search.
I'm trying to make mine up on my own now.
Huh.
I made the second one super easy so you would do the first one.
Yeah, because the second one's not fun. What's something that I'm good at that I wish...
No, what is something that you like to do that you didn't think you were going to like doing?
Owning a dog? Yeah. Does that count?
Sure.
Have you owned a dog?
I mean, Berkeley and Blair.
Do you say that you... I mean, that's more...
They're my dogs. They're my dogs.
Back off, dude.
They're my dogs.
Okay.
You guys are my dogs.
Let's give a quick shout out to Berkeley and Blair.
Oh my God. I miss them.
You guys have no idea. If anyone wants to go follow real Instagram, at Barks and Blair... on Instagram.
We can do that at the end.
Yeah.
That's when you get plugged.
Darn it.
So we're going to move on. To finish it up here, I've got a quiz for you guys. It is not a Twitter quiz. We just did that.
Surprise. But it's a surprise quiz.
And it just, news was reported, because that's what news generally has.
Is reported.
Happened, yeah. It gets reported.
In society.
That Donald Trump
said
he was interested in possibly purchasing Greenland. And that got me thinking, what's Greenland about? So I put together a short little quiz for you guys.
About
Greenland.
All right.
And I'm going to test your knowledge on Greenland and see if you know our 51st state. So here we go. Are you ready? The first question is, who owns Greenland? Starting you off easy. A, Canada. B, Denmark. C, Norway. D, Great Britain.
I'm going Norway.
Someone's got to give me another answer.
Great Britain.
What was the one before Norway? Was it...
Denmark, and then Canada was the first option.
Greenland. I'm going to say Denmark.
Alec is on the board. It was Denmark. Denmark owns Greenland.
Huh.
Second question. What is Greenland's population? A, 50,000. These are like rough estimates. A, 50,000. B, 100,000. C, 500,000. D, 1 million. What is their population?
I know it's low, but I don't want to shoot too low.
I'm going to shoot the lowest. I'm going to say 50K.
I'm going to say 500,000.
You could be safe and go right in the middle. Yeah. Or you could just go all out and say a million.
No, I'm going to go with the one in the middle.
100,000?
Yeah.
Alex running away with it early. It is 50,000 people. It is the most sparsely populated, most sparsely populated area on Earth. So 50,000 people live in Greenland. Third question, which island, remember the term island, is bigger than Greenland? Australia, Antarctica, Iceland, or there isn't one?
Okay, when you first read the question without even listing the answers, I thought Australia.
Okay.
But
now thinking about it,
now that I
thought the same thing.
But Antarctica is huge, is it not?
I mean, technically it's an island.
Technically it is an island.
But is America an island? Are continents an island?
Well,
I don't say
North America is not an island.
But then Antarctica is a continent, so then technically you can't say that Antarctica.
Are all of the options like actual islands, or is the question?
No, that's why
all of those are. Oh, which island is bigger than Greenland?
So those are all islands. So Antarctica. So
can you say them again?
Australia, Antarctica, Iceland, or there isn't.
Okay, well I know it's not Iceland because Iceland is tiny, right next to Greenland. I don't think
I'm not going to say there is. I say there is none.
I feel like if there is none, then it would just mean because Antarctica isn't considered an island. But I'm going to say that it is an island, and I'm saying that Antarctica is huge, so I'm saying Antarctica.
I'm going with none.
Okay. Noah and Haley bringing their score back a little bit. There is not an island bigger than Greenland because Australia and Antarctica, great catch, Haley, are continental land masses.
Woo!
Not considered islands.
They're not considered islands?
They're not considered islands.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
North America is a continent, same as Antarctica, and North America is not an island.
But North America connects to South America.
So yeah, it wouldn't be an island.
There's
anyway.
A canal.
Okay. Okay. It's man-made.
So Antarctica is not considered an island?
No.
No, it's a continent.
Well, that doesn't mean it can't be surrounded by water on all four sides.
But is Australia its own continent?
And it's its own
technically,
country.
Technically, it's a debate. I say no, but it's generally considered a continental landmass.
Okay.
But, anyway, the fourth question is, what is Greenland's capital and largest city? All of these cities I'm about to list are completely real. I will spell them out
they're
for
just,
you.
It looks like cats ran across the keyboard when they were...
A, Upernavik, Upernavik. Upernavik.
Okay.
B, Kanak, Qaanaaq. C, Nuuk, Nuuk. D, Itaqortoormit, Itaqortoormit.
Nuuk, final answer.
Nuuk.
Last one.
Itaqortoormit.
Sounds like my director's last name.
What were the first one and two?
Upernavik, Kanak.
I'm going with Kanak.
Alec, again.
Wow.
At the point, it is Nuuk.
Nuuk. I actually knew that, Greenland. I think.
All right. This is not the first time America has been interested in buying Greenland. After World War II, they made an offer. How much did they offer to buy the island for? $100,000? $1 million? $10 million? $100 million?
$10 million.
$10 million.
I'm going $100 million.
What was the first option?
$100 million. Wait, no. The first option was $100,000.
Okay, that... You said after World War II?
Yes.
No, I need another GDP.
I'm not telling you the GDP. I didn't know it in 1946.
You should. You're already 40.
So it's 1946.
Yeah, what was it like being alive during World War II?
Or the Civil War. That was 2 decades
yeah,
ago.
2 centuries.
two decades ago? Okay, run through them one more time, and then I'm just going...
100,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million.
Million.
Noah, very good. $100 million was the offer America made to buy Greenland. Next question. What accounts for over 90% of Greenland's exports? Actual ice, oil, fish, or medical equipment?
Fish.
I know that Nuuk is a port town, so I'm going to say, I'm assuming there's a lot of fish coming out of Greenland, but oil does sound kind of right, but I feel like I would know more about it if they were like an oil. I'm going to go fish.
Fish.
Very good, all of you. Fish is their main export, over 90% of it. It's pretty much their entire economy.
America needs more fish.
Hey, fishing is fun.
Oh, fair enough.
You want to talk about the bass you caught?
Oh, that bass was a beauty.
It was a beauty bass.
Maybe another time. before they will be called Americans, what are people from Greenland referred to as now? A, Greenlandians. B, Greenies. C, lean, mean, green machines. Or D, Greenlanders.
What was A?
Greenlandians.
I'm going to say land. Greenlanders. Greenlanders sounds the most correct. So okay.
I feel like it's supposed to be more like Greenlanders.
Okay, it might be.
I'm going with that one.
Same.
I'll correct again. It is Greenlanders. What is the major religion of Greenlanders? Is it A, Roman Catholicism, B, Eastern Orthodoxy, C, Lutheranism, or D, Episcopalianism?
What was the first one?
Roman Catholicism.
Roman Catholicism.
Okay. Going with that.
Roman Catholicism?
Oh, boy. Roman Catholicism, Episcopalian, Lutheranism. I'm going to say the first one, too.
Roman Catholicism?
Lutheranism.
Very good, Haley. Wow. Most Greenlanders are Lutheran. What is the official language of Greenland? Our second to last question. Is it Danish? Is it English? Is it Dutch? Or is it Greenlandic?
Considering that all of their city names are just a bunch of random vowels put together into what kind of looks like a word, I'm going to say that they have their own language, and I'm going to say Greenlandic.
Okay.
I'll go Greenlandic, too.
Silence. Danish.
Danish? It is, in fact, Greenlandic, which I believe keeps Alec in the lead, but no, I don't think you're far behind.
I'm not.
So this one could bring you right back in it. This last question, since we are all in college except Haley, because she's ancient. How many colleges or universities are there in Greenland? Is it 100? Is it 50? Is it 10? Or is there just one college in Greenland?
Okay, well, considering that most of the young Greenlander boys aspire to be fishermen, I'm not sure how much education is required for that. So I'm going to say that there is a single college on the largest island in the world.
I agree.
Noah?
University of Greenland. I mean, I applied for it. I tried for it. I'm going with one, and that's a lie. I did not.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow, okay. I didn't know that. But yes, there's only one college or university in Greenland. It is in Nuuk, and it is the University of Greenland.
It's actually called that?
Yes, it is. That's why I was like, oh, I guess he knows this. But I believe, Alec, that makes you our winner, but you guys were very close behind. But I think you all do still have some reading on Greenland before it becomes our 51st state. So,
do you think it'll actually happen?
No, I don't think so, but who knows?
There's no money anything to is buy possible.
Yeah, whatever.
Would it technically be a state, or would it just be a territory?
I think it would start as a territory, but I think they'd probably petition for statehood, and I think it's possible that they get it. So,
what are you asking me?
How many quizzes have you actually won?
I won a decent amount. I've won. Yeah. I'm 2 for 3 on his Twitter quizzes.
Yeah, which are like not quite quizzes, but yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of just like get one.
I think
right.
We're about even on like the quizzes outside.
Yeah, I think
Twitter.
Nick and I are in the lead. You and Connor have some catching up to do.
Ouch.
Yeah, idiots. Just kidding, dude. All right, wrap us up, Noah. Or not.
Joey Camilla just tweeted, "Days like today are what life is all about."
Alright, no free shout-outs, I'm bleeping that entire section.
Even though he is a...
Yeah, but he's... Go to WildCardsCast on Twitter. Much better Twitter account.
It is.
It's worth your while. If you want to see the picture of Noah dressed up as Yoda, that's where you gotta head. We'll make it worth your while. Also, vote in the Twitter poll that we'll post for the top fives to voice your opinion. Who do you agree with most?
Yeah, and wherever you're listening on this, rate us 5 stars, follow us, favorite us, whatever we're doing. Thank you, Haley, for joining us.
Thank you, Haley.
The Haley Noble. Thanks for listening to this episode.